It's 2 minutes to game time. The players are amped up, suited up, and huddled around their coach for one last pep talk before heading to the field.
You gotta be willing to invite him to a fight tonight.
But this professional football team probably isn't what you're picturing.
Yes,
hi, my name is Christine Urata, and I am the owner of the New Orleans Mojo women's professional football team.
New Orleans Mojo, in the midst of its very first season, is part of the Women's Football Alliance, a full-contact women's football league formed in 2009 with over 40 teams in football hubs across the country, including Boston, St. Louis, Seattle, San Diego, and Pittsburgh. That's where Christine Urata first saw women's professional football last year.
Well, I decided to tour Pittsburgh a little bit, and being a huge football fan, I wanted to go see Heinz Field, which is home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, when I got there, they actually were hosting the 2012 National Women's Championship football game. Bought tickets and went in, and I was just blown away. I had no idea that they even had organized women's football, much less a championship game or a game being played on that stage.
She also didn't know of New Orleans' former women's football team, the Blaze, which disbanded in 2011. Urata wanted to give it another shot. She named the team Mojo and set about building a team that would suit New Orleans. From selecting team colors, black and gold, to designing a new team emblem, a modified fleur-de-lis, Urata considers Mojo an extension of New Orleans football culture.
You know, as a football fan, I love the time between August and February. Well, what we would like to do as the New Orleans Mojo, we would like to complement the Saints. When people are off from the NFL season, they can come out and enjoy our games, and they can support the New Orleans Mojo, the women athletes playing football.
Mojo absorbed some members of the Blaze and held open tryouts earlier this year, drawing a diverse group.
My name is Darlene Eubanks-White. I play on the defensive line, and I'm defensive end. I work for the federal government. I work at the USDA.
Right now, I actually work as an Army Wounded Warrior Advocate.
Deidre Andrews, number 7. I have 7 kids, 6 girls, 1 boy.
Military police.
I am Liz Pax, and I play defensive end. By day, I am a kindergarten teacher. Yes.
Even with Title IX, full tackle football remains the final frontier of female sports. Aside from a few flag football leagues and the rogue female player here and there, girls don't have an opportunity to play football in junior high and high school. Because they didn't learn as girls, it makes the learning curve for women steep. Head coach Darian Chestnut.
A few women you have to teach from ground zero because they really didn't know.
But a lack of formal training also has its advantages. Mojo's assistant coaches explain.
The women, they want to know every detail.
Why you do it, why do you go that way, why did you go that way. It ain't like a man, you know. We react on, you know, what it's called. Go through that hole, we're going to go through that hole, you know.
So, I mean, that's the one thing. When women are passionate about something, I mean, it's no telling them no.
When I started, I was determined. There was no stopping.
Deidre Andrews is a single mother of 7, and she discovered Mojo while attending one of her daughter's track meets. Growing up, Deidre loves sports, but this is her first organized team. She initially joined Mojo seeking a social outlet, but once she started, it grew into something else.
The excitement, the hits, the passion of playing like the men. It's two different things. It's like playing hodgepodge versus Dancing with the Stars. Your feet have to be positioned a certain type of way, and hodgepodge, you just hopping.
Deidre's teammates echo her sentiment. There's something about football that has drawn different qualities out of each of them.
My mother has 4 girls, and all of us tend to have a reserved mannerism. And of course, my dad used to say, act like a lady, you know, a girl don't do that. And when I get on the field, it's a whole different personality. I'm on defense, so I have to tackle and I have to make myself this aggressive person. And I've learned to make that transition.
It's making me a lot tougher.
They say, well, you just don't stop. I say, no, I keep going. It keeps me young.
Owner Christine Urata is already thinking a generation ahead.
There's no reason why there can't be girl leagues at a lower level. And I'd like to get to a point where women have the same opportunities to work hard for what they want and what they dream of. And I'd like to offer them that opportunity.
New Orleans Mojo is finishing up its inaugural season tomorrow at 7 p.m. in City Park, where they'll be taking on the Arkansas Wildcats. For WWNO, I'm Maureen McMurray.